So we're learning the laws of prayer, and we are doing chapter 92, which is discussing the preparations of the Badali, how a person should get ready before the davening, before the Amida. And we're actually doing what the Rebbe said, that we should study halacha every day. Okay. So also we learned that even though you already washed your hands in the morning, before the davening, you should wash your hands again. You have to do your hands again. And we're going to see, he uses the reason, he said, we learned, because you must have touched areas in your body which require you washing your hands, therefore you should wash your hands. We'll see in a minute, he's going to qualify this. Let's do Seif Dalet, subsection 4. V'im ein loy mayim. We're talking about washing your hands before davening, okay? Getting ready for davening. So you wash your hands before davening. Now, normally the requirement of washing the hands when we talk about the morning is we use a dish, we use a cup, a wash cup, right? Then we pour our hands three times on each hand and alternate them. That's what we do in the normal Netilas Yadayim. Here, we're talking about just washing your hands. Doesn't necessarily, but there's no bracha over here. I mean, just washing your hands. I mean, you can do it washing, alternating, but right now he's not saying that. He's just saying washing your hands, which means just put some water on it before as a preparation for the davening. So we're going to see here now. But in subsection 4, he says like this, V'im ein loy mayim, if there is no water, you don't have any water around, Sorich lachzir achareyim ad parsa, up to a parsa, you must go after them. So you must, that's the distance, a parsa is the distance of a of the area in which you have to go look for water. If you're on the road, so if the water is one parsa away, there's water over there. So you know, like, there's a rest area coming up. You want to daven, there's a rest area coming up, and in that rest area there's going to be water. We're talking about driving here, we're talking mostly about walking. People would walk. So if there's a place to get water, the parsa, he can reach the water before the time for davening passes. He can get there. So then he has to wait and make sure to wash his hands first. That's provided that he's going alone, so he can get there. But if he's going with a group of people, he's going with a Shayora ain't tzorich li pored min hashayora lolechas yichidi lemekoyim ha-mayim. He doesn't have to separate himself from the rest of the group and to go all by himself for the water. Okay, so that, but if you're going by yourself, you have to walk ahead as long as you can still daven up to laparsa. V'im tzorich lachzer la'achrov. But if now you have to go backwards for water, how far? You don't have to go back a parsa. Ad mil choizer. If up to a mil you go back, yeser mil in a choizer, more than a mil, you don't have to go back. So basically, the requirement of washing the hands over here is up to a backwards, you're up to a mil, in front of you, up to a parsa. Im isyare shema yaver zman hatfila. But if he's worried that the time for davening might pass until he'll cut to the water, so he'll miss the time for davening. So then don't go after them. Even though we're telling you that it's important to wash your hands, but that's only provided that you can get to the water within a reasonable time frame. But if not, so what do you do? One can clean his hands either with a pebble, or with sand, or against the beam, or anything that will clean. Basically, you wipe your hands down. You use something that you can wipe your hand down. It's either you wash your hands, or you clean them. The verse that it's hinged on, it says, Erchaz b'nekoyen kapay. The Alter Rebbe discussed it earlier, that you wash with cleanliness, not necessarily with water. If you don't have water, you can actually use other things just to wipe your hands down, as a preparation before davening. I mean, the assumption is your hands may have dirt in them or something like that. So if you wipe it down,
And that's what we do sometimes, you know, when there's water or people in the middle of study. Like, for example, if you touch your shoes, you're not supposed to touch your shoes and study Torah. So if you touch your shoes, you're supposed to wash your hands. But if it's a trouble to get water, so then you just put it on the table. That's what we're doing, like in the yeshiva, when we're studying all day. What do? So in case you touch your, or, you know, you're not supposed to scratch your head. If you scratch your head, not softly, but inside, underneath the hair, that's considered a covered area of your body. And then you have to wash your hands. But if you don't want to go to the sink and wash your hands for learning, this is talking about for davening, then you just wipe it down. You put it on the table. So you'll see sometimes, if you'll notice, now that you know this, you'll notice that sometimes people will wipe their hands down. Good question. Maybe you could. I'm not sure. Maybe you could. But generally, one's clothes is not considered to be, like when you wash your hands, you shouldn't use your clothes. It's considered a little repugnant to do that. So, but maybe that would work. I'm not sure. We'll learn more. Here he says clearly, he says the pebbles, sand, on the beam, or anything that cleans. Now, anything that cleans would include your pants also, or your shirt too. Sometimes people will do that. I mean, you know, they clean their glasses. Either they have a
handkerchief or a shmata.
Yeah.
But you know, it is technically sand and pebbles are not clean.
So he says, V'kol zeh, the above, subsection 5. So this that we have a requirement to wash their hands is V'kol zeh k'shiyodav meluchloches, if your hands are dirty. So I guess just being dirty alone is also not respectful to daven with dirty hands. I mean, some craftspeople you'll have that always have like mechanics and things like that, or others, you know, painters, sometimes they have a hard time. You know, that's another issue. Like washing hands, your hands has to be clean and not have any chatzitza between it. But he says, this is all when your hands are dirty, or they touched a place which is called metunaf, a part of the body which would require you to wash your hands. But if you have no knowledge, you know, you don't know anything, no dirt, you know, you don't know, you don't think that you touched anything, you don't know, you don't cognitively know. Even though you have taken your mind off of them after washing, in other words, you weren't careful after you washed in the morning, you didn't think the whole time, oh, you know, my hands, you didn't think of it. You don't have to wash them again. You don't have to wash them down, you have to wipe them down. Hands without any specific knowledge are kosher for davening, which means you don't have to think that something is wrong with hands. It's different for food. That's why for food we have to wash our hands. We require netil shidaim. But here we're talking about for davening. Stam yadayim, kasheris letfilos are kosher for davening. Kamoi she kasheris lishar brachas, just as they're kosher for any other brachas. So you don't have to worry about it. That's one opinion. Yes, and there's other people say, there's others that disagree. They say, just like for eating, you can't eat without washing your hands. Because you had sort of not had in mind to wash your hands. So not having in mind, you always have to wash your hands before you're going to eat bread. Even let's say after you wash your morning and you want to go eat bread, and you, but as long as you removed your mind, you have to wash again. The reason is because hands are always busy. So without knowing, we assume that you scratched yourself in a place, you did something, you touched. So the assumption is yadayim askonis, and maybe they've touched the places which is tenefes, which would require you to wash them. V'chein iker, that's the main halacha. The Alter Rebbe rules that you should wash your hands. Nevertheless, now we're talking about a situation where the person doesn't know that he's touched anything. If there is no water ahead of you, I mean, prepared for you, and there's no need to go search for them. Without knowing specifically that your hands are not clean, you don't have to go look for water. For that much, we can rely on the first opinion. Then you should wipe your hands and everything that can clean. this kind of cleaning really helps even for hands that you had not thought about, which specifically that you didn't think that would help just to end. Shepesel has chadas, whom shum shema mudbag behemat zeya oitzoya ukshemenaka itakneu. The reason why, when a person is not thinking, why does he have to wash his hands? Because you're afraid, maybe you touched something, and maybe there's something stuck to your hand. It's not because you touched it before, but because you touched areas in your body, we're afraid that maybe something has attached itself to your hands. Maybe they have some sweat or some tzoya, and when you wipe it down, you're fixing it, because you're actually removing it, because you are wiping down your hands. So that would be work, you know. So l'chatchila, to begin with, we need water, but it would help for that also. And even in the worst scenario where your hands are dirty, you don't have to really go after water, only when it's possible. But if you're in the middle of your amida, your middle of davening, now you can't move from your place. And you remind yourself, now you say, oh, I touched something which was not clean. But you're in middle of amida, what am I going to do? Now daven, go look for water now? We can't move. You have to stand in the one place. So it's sufficient by cleaning it with sand or pebbles, or to rub your hands against the wall. Now, he doesn't say your clothing. I don't know. Maybe that would be repugnant. I'm not sure. I'm not sure why he doesn't say the clothing at all.
Because then maybe you're wearing dirty clothes.
Yeah, but the prohibition is not for the clothes. The prohibition is for your hands. If you transfer it to your clothing, that wouldn't be a problem. I don't think so. But to begin with, you're not allowed to touch places that are metunaf and then rub your hands over them. Why? Even if the situation, you had water right in front of you, you're in the middle of the amida, and then you want to go scratch your head, so that now it's going to call mokum metunaf, or okay, or other areas of the body, you're not allowed to do it in the middle of davening. Kumashis Barbi Simon Tzadik Zayin, as will be explained in section 97. And over there, it is in Siv Gimel. Okay, so but this only applies, now we're going to see in subsection 6, because of Bitfilah, that's only for davening, especially for the Amida. Abu L'Talmud Torah, I've told you before, when we were in Yeshiva, that's what we would do all the time. We would wipe our hands on the table. We didn't go. Because what he says, for the study of Torah, dai binekoyim ba'alma b'chol inyan. In all matters, it's sufficient just wiping your hands down. You don't need to water. Afilu yesh mayim izman l'fonov. Even you got water in front, we didn't bother to go to the sink and wash your hands. If you're in the middle of study, okay? And let's say you touched over here, which would be under your hand. You can't study now. So you just go like this, and that's fartik, and you're done. You rub your hand again, then it's done. You don't have to go for water. Yeah?
Sneeze or a cough.
What?
What happens with a sneeze or a cough that you might?
I don't think that the sneeze or the cough would. Interesting. I'm not sure. I don't think a sneeze or a cough would require you to wash your hands, but maybe it does. But I mean, I guess for the acharis, you probably use a tissue anyways, you know, or a handkerchief, whatever you have.
But I know during the Black Plague in the 1100s, it's the Jewish people's hand washing that kept them from getting sick.
Okay, subsection 7, Mokim. Okay, now he's going to clarify. What's Mokim HaMetunav? We were talking about places that are Metunav, that are closed, that you would require you to wash your hands. Hey, Mekoyim is HaMechusim Ba'odom. That is referring to the covered parts of the body. Lifi Sheyesh Bohem Milmulei Zia. Because there are remnants of sweat. Those are whatever milmule means, sweaty residue. I don't know, residue of sweat. Bechain, and the same thing is in chichach haroish. If you scratch your head, so as I gave the example before in Siv Beis, in subsection 2 in chapter 164, and the same thing is bechain tsoya sa'oizen, v'tsoya sa'af. The same thing is what comes out of the ear and what comes out from the nose. Hain tenefes, that's considered tenefes. But also, you're not allowed to touch them during davening. Ki im al yidei beged, only through a garment. You can only, by means of a garment, can you touch them. Siv ches, we have three more subsections over here. Siv ches, till the end of this siman. Hamashtin lo yispalel achi yeshek kedei hiluch dalid ames. Says a person who urinates, and so he shouldn't daven, he should wait for till he goes for amos. Mishum nitzutzes sheba amosi, there is still, I guess, drips. Vamispala lo yashtin achi yisha. And one who davens should not use, should go to the bathroom. Until he'll wait, Daodamas Achar Sim Tfilosi. Till he waits for Amos. Shakol Dalad Amos. So he says, Shakol Dalad Amos Tfilosi Shgura Bifiv. He says, because up till 4 Amos, you're still middle of praying. He says, don't use the bathroom while you're just finished davening. Wait till you finish. Because within 4 Amos, you still have the prayer in your mouth. Your lips are still mumbling, so they're still moving. So you have to wait for Amos. But after you waited for Amos, what it takes to walk for Amos, you can actually urinate in the place where you daven. So even though there's a place you daven, we're not talking a shul, but right. These people in the field or wherever they daven. But you know, umidas chasidus. The measure of chassidus, meaning more respect, is not to do your needs, not to be mashed in a place where you davened. Move away four amas, not right in that same spot. Tes, that's 9, subsection 9. Haroikik lo yispalel ache yishe kidei yiluch dalad amas. A person who spits out, don't daven until you wait for Amos. Again, there's probably spit left over. Just if you spit out, wait a little bit after that before you start davening. So you get rid of the residue or whatever. Vamispalo, the back, what is that called?
Tobacco. It's the tobacco.
No, and then you have what comes back up from the...
tobacco, you mean?
No, from the stomach, you talk about...
The acid.
The acid, it comes back up.
The reflex.
The reflex. Oh, that would look at that. Vamispalo, lo yoruk liritsoinei, Machmas Tiu. One who's davening shouldn't willingly spit.
Yeah, but they used to spit
because of.
My father used to tell me when he was a kid, he used to go to Hebrew school, and they always spit on the floor.
Until you wait. 4 amas. In other words, you don't have to spit. Wait till 4 amas till you finish. Meaning that's only if you willingly, you know, entertaining it, you're doing it. But if you happen to get it, it's permissible. Afilu b'sechat tefila, even in the middle of davening, k'mo yishboer b'simen tzadik zayin, as will be explained in chapter 97, over there in Siv Beis. And finally, in Sif Yud, subsection 10, it's good to give charity before the davening. Shenemar, as the verse says, Ani betzedek echzeponecha. I with righteousness, with tzedakah, I will see your face. Before you go on the davening, you're going to visit with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Hashem. You want to have tzedakah, you want to have the charity, and that's the way you want to see Hashem. That's why we have the pushka to give before the davening. But there's a question we did discuss in the Rebbe's letters. When is the best time before the davening? Before the davening here, it's talking about before the Amida, but we don't interrupt before the Amida. So, whether we do Chabad, the common custom is to give it before the entire davening. But some, you know, give it a few times. Some give it before by Baruch David, during by Baruch David, as the tradition we discussed it another time.